My name is Juan Huidobro, Huidobro, and I drive for Pineview Trucking and Excavating. I'm a logging truck driver, and I haul off-highway into Dunkley Lumber. I was on my way back to the bush after dumping our first load, and we're talking to amongst the crew that I work with and stuff, and there was one driver in front of me. We're talking away there, and he goes, you're not going to believe what I just seen. And I go, what? He goes, there's a freaking emu walking down the road in front of me here. What? An emu? I said, no. And he goes, yeah. First thought that crossed into my mind was like, what the hell have you been smoking, you know? Oh, my God. But then he goes, no, it's an emu, he says, walking up the road here. And we all thought he was just joking around. It wasn't until I'd come to the same spot that where he was at, and I come around the corner at 8 kilometer on the 100 road there, and sure enough, there's a freaking emu walking down the middle of the road. I couldn't believe it. It blew my mind. Oh, my God. It was a big bird, huge, but at least 5 feet tall for sure. I stopped the truck, and I got my camera out right away, my phone, and I took a picture of it. I managed to get two pictures of it before I actually ran up the hill there, not even 20 feet away, if that. Like, it didn't really run. It just kind of, like, moseyed on and seen me. As soon as I got out of the truck, he started walking towards the ditch then, and there was a big hill on the right-hand side of it, and he just started walking up the hill nice and calmly, you know, just minding his own business. And then that was the last time I saw it. He just took off up the hill there. So where it come from, I have no idea. I've asked around a few people, and nobody knows, so I don't know. But later on in the day, there was a gentleman out here with a quad driving around, and he had his trailer in the back and everything, and some feed. And he was looking for it, too, so it must have been him or somebody that he knew. He kept asking people, you know, where if anybody had seen it. When I seen him, it was on my last shift out, on my last trip out, and I told him exactly where I saw it and stuff, and he was going to go and have a look at it. Look around and see if you can find it there. He had been up and down this road a lot, like all the little side roads that lead off from it, and he said he'd never seen nothing. It's a logging road, so there's tons and tons of places where to go. And fortunately, at this time of the year, there's lots of berries and stuff out, so it's probably eaten somewhere, you know, it's walking around picking berries here and there. We were just concerned that it might be, you know, someone else's dinner by now, because there's lots of coyotes out here, lots of wolves, the occasional cougar we see, and lots of other game. Like, there's lots of moose and deer and stuff like that, so who knows? Well, especially out here, you're not expecting nothing like that, right? You usually see lots of deer, for sure. There's lots of deer out here, and, you know, moose and stuff like that, things that belong out here. Coming around that corner, you've seen something gigantic bird walking in front of you. If you weren't expecting it, oh my God, it'd be a little bit, yeah, you'd be freaking out. It was pretty different. It was pretty cool, though. Good experience. It was a first for me, yeah. Never seen one like that. Then at the end of the day, our loaderman, he goes, tomorrow, if anybody comes to work saying they saw Snuffleupagus, I'm going home.
That was Juan Huidobro. He's a logging truck driver for Pineview Trucking and Excavating. We spoke to him near Hixson. And by the way, we did find that guy that Juan saw out on the quad looking for the emu. It's not his emu. He used to have an emu farm, but he got rid of them all a while ago. But then he heard that there was this emu on the loose, and he figured, well, I'm as qualified as anybody to go out and try and catch it. No luck yet.